Our topic today is about employees versus independent contractors. Sometimes small business owners think they can reduce costs and paperwork by paying their workers not as employees, but as independent contractors. Sometimes they can. When a business owner decides to hire independent contractors and follows all the rules, there are several benefits to the company. First, since there are no payroll deductions taken from the payment to the contractor, there is no need to match the contribution employees make to Social Security and Medicare. That alone saves the company 7.65%. Second, since the worker is not an employee, the employer is not required to pay workers' compensation insurance. We call that workers' comp, in which some industries can add as much as 30% to labor costs. Third, since the workers are not employees, the company is also not required to withhold state or federal income or pay unemployment taxes. Often, not fully realizing the implications of working for themselves, the workers like being paid as independent contractors. After all, no payroll deductions mean bigger paychecks to take home. Unfortunately, workers often do not realize that as independent contractors, they are not covered by the company's unemployment or workers' compensation insurance. Also, when filing taxes at year's end, they will be required to pay not their 7.65 contribution for Social Security and Medicare, but instead 15.3% self-employment tax. They will also have to pay all the income taxes due for the year, plus penalty and interest if they did not make quarterly estimated tax payments during the year on their income. The Internal Revenue Service has established several strict guidelines to determine employment status. If the worker is responsible to the company for only the results of his efforts and not for the methods used to achieve those results, he can probably be classified as an independent contractor. However, if the employing company directs or supervises the worker, tells him when or how to do the work, provides training or tools, controls whether or not the worker also works for others, requires the worker to personally do the work, pays travel or business expenses, guarantees a profit, or otherwise treats the worker as an employee, then the employer-employee relationship has been established. When an employer-employee relationship exists, the company is responsible for withholding state and federal income taxes, as well as the employee's share of Social Security and Medicare. In Georgia, the employer must also provide workers' compensation when there are three or more employees for the company, unemployment insurance, and pay the employer's share of Social Security and Medicare. If an employer improperly classifies an employee as an independent contractor, the employer can become financially responsible for all unpaid taxes that should have been withheld, as well as penalties and interest due from the improperly classified employee. Since these costs can cover many years of taxes, accrued penalties and interest, the financial implications for a company can be disastrous. More information on properly classifying employees and independent contractors can be found in the IRS publication number 15A, found on the IRS website www.irs.gov or from any IRS office. Professional business consultants from any one of the 19 Georgia Small Business Development Centers are also available to help business owners assess the status of current or future workers. Just remember, if you hire workers, be very careful before classifying them as independent contractors. The cost of a petty foolish mistake can be enormous. If you are an employee, be very careful before agreeing to do work as an independent contractor. The resulting insurance, liability, and tax issues may cost you more than you bargained for.